Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Eagles Call Podcast, episode 31
Hello.
Of the Eagles Call Podcast, featuring, of course, my good friend, Jack the Walshy. How are you doing, gamer?
Hello, mate. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to be back, because it's been like three weeks almost now. It's been a fucking while.
It feels like a lot longer. It's been 2-3 weeks, but it feels like it's been like 2 months. Like, even though we did a podcast last week, the Pastcast episode 2,
which you should watch on the Four Pillars Network.
Like, even though we did do a podcast last week, it still feels like, I don't know, I miss it, and I'm ready to jump back into it. And today we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. So, yeah, how's life generally, though? How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm alright, mate. Just been doing some gaming, some AC rants, usual shit. What about you?
You picked up a cheeky guitar the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. That's been very
You're
fucking
becoming
nice.
The ultimate
what have
bass
you been
guitarist.
Doing?
You're becoming the bass guitarist for the Four Pillars Network band coming soon. What have I been doing? I've been kind of grinding. Channel's been doing well. I hit 2,000 subs.
Yeah.
I've been streaming.
Yeah,
exhausted.
Fucking
amounts.
Sick.
So it's just kind of life is all right. Life is just doing decently. I'm loving Brotherhood, and we're doing sick. Yeah. Anyway, I guess we jump straight into the topics then, because we do have a lot to talk about this week. I mean, taking two weeks off just means that there's double the news, and there's also a lot of stuff just generally that I want to talk about. First and foremost, when we need to talk about this, right? Jack, have you heard of NFTs? Right?
I have.
The new craze.
They're like a cryptocurrency, like, file format or some shit?
Yeah. So,
What the fuck's that about?
Yeah, it's the new craze, right? Non-fungible tokens is what it stands for. And basically what it is take trading cards, Pokemon cards, sports cards, for example. Take the idea of that, but put it online. So, this is happening over a bunch of areas. There's a lot of, like, artists that are doing this. So, basically, a non-fungible token is, like, an image or a video or an audio file, but it has a specific unique token. It's all to do with, like, the blockchain and shit like that. It has a specific token making it unique, making it a quote-unquote collector's item.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, so people are it's literally endgame capitalism. Just everything's being sold. So people are selling, like, pictures. there's a big thing about selling NBA highlights, which we'll get to that for sure. And I think it was just announced that Kings of Leon are going to release an album.
I saw this in
NFT form for the first, like, 2 weeks, and then they're just going to release it publicly. Now, what do you think it is? Because I have a lot to say about this, and I'm worried that my takes on this are going to age really badly, but I don't care.
Well, like, I'm just confused as to why you can't sell an album in MP3, or why fucking JPEGs don't work. I don't get why the file formats need to double up as currency now. That's so odd to me.
It is literally just, like, it's supposedly making these collector items. Like, it's digital collector items. But
it's for things that shouldn't be collector's items.
Exactly. And that's where we get to my boomer
take. That's bizarre.
NFTs are really fucking dumb, and they're a massive bubble, and it's not a good long-term investment. That's my hot take for the day.
No, it's not.
Could end up aging terribly. I mean, people said the same about
Bitcoin. I don't know if
Bitcoin.
That's a hot take.
Maybe not. But people said the same thing about Bitcoin like 5 years ago, and look where that's at now. So.
Yeah, but that's just an alternative currency. This is an alternative currency that doubles up as a quote-unquote collector's item.
Exactly. That's where my issue with this comes in. Because, you know, take a classic collector's item. Take a set of Pokemon cards, for example. So when I was a kid, I bought Pokemon cards because they were cool. Because I was like, oh, maybe I could get a holographic Charizard. Maybe I could get a holographic Pikachu. Whatever. I was like, oh,
nerd shit.
You got what I'm saying. Or, I don't know, you bought a fucking Sonic Pez dispenser, right?
FIFA cards and that.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, oh, this is cool. I own this physical item, right? And I can collect these physical items, and I can see them, and, you know, they're dope. That's the intrinsic value. It's fun to collect the cards. It's fun to trade the cards, right? And that goes for any collector's item, right? Most collector's item have some sort of intrinsic value. Like, games, old games, you can play them, you know? Fucking old films, you can watch them. Vinyls, you can listen to the music on them, right? The thing about this is that NFTs don't have any intrinsic value. Take, for example, the NBA Hotshot thing. It's this website that is selling NBA highlights that I could look up on YouTube right now and watch, right? It just sold, like, a dunk highlight for, I think, $250,000? I think it was $250,000.
Yeah. Wait.
I can watch...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. For real. Like, this is already popping off. I can watch that highlight whenever I want.
That's fucking
for free
dumb.
On YouTube, right? And someone's just bought it for $250,000 just because it has this little code attached. Now that...
Yeah, I don't like that at all. You shouldn't monetize the shit that has been free and was just fine being free.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's going to be successful at all because people will just pirate and sell these things.
Well, no, that's like the thing. You can't pirate them because it's a unique blockchain code.
Right, but if you're doing the thing like the fucking Kings of Leon album, someone will just buy the NFT or whatever it is, record it, and then just put it somewhere else.
No, but but that's the thing about this. Kings of Leon are releasing the album normally as well. They're releasing it as a normal album.
Yeah, I mean for that first 2 weeks.
Oh,
though,
right, okay, yeah, I get what you're
where
saying.
It's like, in terms of exclusivity, that's not going to last at all.
Yeah, and exactly. And... Yeah, so I can go see that for free on YouTube whenever I want, and someone's paid £250,000 for it, right?
That's fucking...
If I had, say, a PSA 10 holographic Charizard, right? No one else... That's like the best Pokemon card you can get. That's the most expensive one.
Right.
Anyway. No one else... Say it's the only one on Earth. No one else has that physical card. But with this... Anyone can go look up a JPEG in Google Images. Anyone can go look up a clip on YouTube. Anyone can go look up a song on Spotify.
Yeah.
So there's no intrinsic value. And because of that, this isn't going to last. Because the only reason people are buying these is because... Like, the only reason people are buying them is for an investment. Is to then go on to resell them. Right, no one's buying these just like to collect them. No one's buying them to own them. No one's like people are buying them purely as an investment so they can sell them later on. And the problem with that is eventually we're going to get to a point where we have all these NFTs that people have paid massively inflated values for that no one is willing to buy from them, and then they have no value, and then they have zero value because. They need to, you know, if you spend $3 million on, say, I don't know, a photo of Logan Paul or something. Like, no one's going to buy that from you. Therefore, it has no value because anyone can go see that photo online. It's fucking dumb. It's really fucking stupid.
It's not going to last.
Yeah.
As you say, it's just a bubble.
Yeah. It's kind of like, remember because it was like a little before our time. But you know about Beanie Babies, right? You know that story.
I don't.
Well, basically, there was these things called Beanie Babies, which were like little stuffed toys in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought that they were going to become massive collectibles in like 20 years' time. People thought that they were going to get really valuable. So people ended up buying them purely for that reason. They fucking... Beanie Babies were the massive... Like, a huge craze. At like billions of people... Probably not billions, but hundreds of millions of people bought Beanie Babies thinking that they were going to be able to sell them for like... thousands of pounds down the line. Obviously that didn't happen because the only reason people were buying them was so they could resell them. Therefore they didn't have any value. They didn't have any intrinsic value to them. And that's what it reminds me of. Like, Bitcoin is a great idea. It's an alternate currency. There's an actual limited amount. But the thing about NFTs is that although there's a limited amount of tokens, there's not actually a limited amount of the actual content, therefore, it's fucking pointless, loses all value, and it's a fad. That's my hot take. I really hope that ages well, and I think it will. But yeah, this is true endgame capitalism.
Yeah, it'd be fucking bizarre if 4 or 5 years time, everything you see on like Twitter, just things you'd see normally scrolling through Twitter or TikTok or Reddit, is just a part of this fucking weird marketplace.
I hate to
use the fucking word, but it's utopian.
I mean, really, you could argue whether it's utopian or dystopian.
I don't care for the distinction. It's bizarre. It's weird.
It's a pretty big distinction. It's a pretty massive distinction. It's literally
now one's like future. I did this in fucking school, but it's weird and Orwellian and you know,
utopia's
all
ideal,
those sorts of words.
Dystopia's fucked up.
And, yeah, it's a dystopia. Yeah,
because it is just endgame capitalism. It's the monetization of events and moments. Like it's monetizing moments. It's so bizarre. I think in some cases it could be like a decent way for maybe artists, like independent artists, to kind of get their art out easier. And you know,
do you think so?
Well, yeah, because I feel like this is going to be an easier way to monetize, say, art, for example. You know, you see loads of artists on Twitter and they post screenshots of people like, oh, can you do me a commission for free, lol? I feel like it's a much easier way to monetize monetize art, basically. Because art is so hard to monetize.
Yeah, that's fine, because like, that's something that should be monetized. Yeah. But like, when you talk about all these other things, like NBA highlights, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that it's honestly the most
what
bizarre
thing. What the fuck
thing.
Is that?
It's so strange. It is so strange.
Yeah,
and also, if
weird.
You look at the website, there's like price ranges for them, and they have like rarities as well, like trading cards. So they have like there's like rare, ultra rare, whatever.
Wait, do they already have like a marketplace? Or?
Yeah. It's called NBA Hotshot. If you want to look it up. These moments have rarities, but they're all the same video. They're all the same moment. So the rarities are completely arbitrary, right? They're completely arbitrary. Mm-hmm. They're completely created by the company, by how many tokens they put out. They're completely arbitrary. So if you look at the price ranges, the same video can go from like $9,000 to like $150,000. It's so...
Oh my God.
It's just... R-worded. It's massively R-worded.
I'm on this fucking NBA Top Shot website.
Yeah.
And this is like a fucking mobile game store. You're paying $200 for 7 moments?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's literally...
Seriously?
It's literally... Yeah, it's so dumb, isn't it? It's like a massive mobile
don't buy
game.
Into this.
They even... Oh, I didn't even realize they had packs. That's hilarious. That is fucking hilarious.
That's...
Yeah, but if you look
that's
at this, it's like
silly.
Number 30 out of 250 rare. But how, like, it's not rare for any reason, you know? It's bizarre.
Yeah, exactly. It's an artificial rarity. And that's sort of the problem with this currency file format.
Exactly.
It is just artificial.
Exactly. Like, the blocked. I'm not a big follower of, like, blockchain and cryptocurrencies and stuff. I probably should get into it. But like that all makes some semblance of sense. But this is so clearly going to collapse. And I don't like it.
Yeah, it's just I'm interested in how long it will take and how big the bubble will get. Because you're already saying that someone spent $250,000 on a highlight, and this is only going to get bigger before it collapses. I wonder what the biggest NFT sale is going to be.
Honestly, I think it will go into the millions before it collapses. But I think it will collapse. Because people are... Like, with the rise of Bitcoin and like, cryptocurrencies over the past 6 years, so many people missed out. And I think so many people will have FOMO, the fear of missing out, this. So, like, so many people are going to be like, oh, this is 100% going to work. This is 100% investment because Bitcoin worked 6 years ago. And they're not going to properly think it through. You know what I mean?
This is so silly. This is making me angry. Can we talk about some else, please?
Yeah,
can we talk about Assassin's Creed Helix Store? Because that's a more fun one.
There's this highlight of Zach Levine real quick, right? And I'm scrolling through. Mm-hmm. How many are made? How many have been made? So there's 9,999 versions of this. And the prices, number 3,109 is $169. But number 2,623 is $50,000. Why? Why? It doesn't make any fucking sense. I hate it. Anyway, the internet is ruined.
It's everything. Fucking weird.
I mean, but everything keeps getting... Like, Twitter are apparently bringing in an OnlyFans feature soon, which is pretty epic as well.
Oh, well, there's, like, Twitter Ultra or some shit?
They're just going to make... They're just going to monetize... Like, Twitter's the one place that just doesn't need to be monetized, you know?
No, not at all. What is that, like, super Twitter thing?
I think it's basically just going to be locking tweets behind a paywall.
Who's going to pay for that?
Idiots or horny dudes. Like, it could just turn into an OnlyFans feature. And that's the weirdest thing.
I can't think of what else it would be but a glorified OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing. On the same day that Twitter announced that they were going to do that, that they were going to introduce basically OnlyFans, they also said that they were like going to crack down on essentially like censorship. They were going to, what was it? They were going to release Twitter safety mode, which is something you could activate to avoid any like slightly distressing or upsetting language. You know, because the Twitter bots obviously are going to be able to recognize that and are going to easily be able to discern sarcasm and all that, which is just so patronizing. Like, imagine thinking your users, who, you know, there's an age limit on Twitter, imagine thinking your users are so brain dead that they can't just block people and mute people themselves.
Yeah, but that, whose tweets are worth actual money? Whose tweets have you seen and have gone, oh, I'd pay, you know, a few quid to fucking see these tweets?
Ashley Coffin.
Yeah, but like, that's obviously
yours,
an exception.
Because you only tweet once a week.
I literally only tweet to announce when a video comes out.
Can we get?
So I'd make you pay a fiver to see my tweets. Can we get? And it's literally just a notification button.
Can we get an NFT of one of Jack's tweets? One of Jack's old. Nah, you should make an. NFTs.
Have to be a good one.
You should make NFTs out of your old TikToks.
Oh,
those would sell.
Fucking hell,
those would sell.
You would. No, but it'd be only you who would pay for those.
That is very true. That is very true.
Oh man, old tweets. I'd make an NFT of my tweet saying, oh, Game of Thrones season 8 starts tonight. This is going to be the best season of television ever made. That's a real thing.
Things that aged massively.
Yeah, that's why I got Twitter to tweet about Game of Thrones season 8 after my old account got banned.
I wish your old account
was a really sad time. I'm glad it's not.
I think it would be an interesting look back. It shows how you've grown, you know?
Yeah,
that's what's important.
But like, not far away enough in the past for it to that's cute. That's a thing. Okay. It's like things I said 3 years ago.
So you need like 2-3 more years to just clear it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of racism,
that's not what I mean. It's just some edgy 13-year-old takes.
Yeah, but
that's fine.
Yeah, recently. The royal family's in the news because people still apparently care.
Oh, don't care
about the royal family. Meghan Markle,
abolish them.
Meghan Markle is apparently getting racist treatment in the royal family.
Yeah,
it's just a massive reality TV show. That's all it is. Why do we still treat these people as if they are actually like the point of the royal family was that they're like what holy like they're descended from. God, basically, or I'm not fucking sure.
They can't even do much. The Queen can declare war when she likes, but she won't.
She also has to sign past every single law that goes into government.
Yeah, but she just does that, doesn't she? She never puts a foot down. Queen's basically a fucking puppet. Nah, she's more a symbol than anything else.
Well, recently it's come out that that's not all the way true. Apparently, she gets a little bit more involved than people think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Yeah, I don't know I'm not actually sure where it came from, but that's just what I've heard. Because as much as all this royal family stuff is in the news, it makes me want to kill myself. The fact that our country is still so subservient to these random rich Germans.
Yeah, this fucking confuses me so much. Why English people are so fucking stupid. So it's like... Piers Morgan and cunts like that just have this odd loyalty to the crown and to the country when neither of those two have done fucking anything for you. They haven't earned your loyalty. Yeah. They haven't earned, harassing this fucking actress.
Yeah, it's just a massive reality TV show funded by the government. Like, why do they deserve... First of all, why do they deserve, you know, our tax money? But also, why do they deserve the attention and praise that we're giving them? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've been... If the Royals are fucking dodgy, though, they were mates with Savile. Obviously, there's Andrew. Yeah. There's, I think, like, someone's favourite uncle who went to Ireland fishing up in Donegal, and he did some fucking horrible... They're terrible. And they get away with all of it. Abolish them. I've been waiting for the Queen to die for a while now. Can we just fucking get it done, please? That'd be cool.
You know what? I don't think it's going to happen for another solid 5 years.
Well, this is the thing, right? I've been kind of excited for the Queen to die. Not excited, but, like, anticipating her death. Because, like, for as long as I've been alive, she's been old.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, I've never... My family's always been anti-monarchy, right? And, like, so I've never had any reason to care for it. But I know that when she dies, it'll be a massive event, you know?
Yeah.
Just be a thing. There'll be Operation, what is it, Fourth Bridge? Or is that Philip? There's a few.
Oh, I'm not sure, yeah. It's like, there's a big TV broadcast and a bunch of things shut down for the day. And
Philip would be lucky to make it through the year at this point.
I think they're keeping Philip to 100 and then they're going to off him. And when I say them, I mean the royal family. They're going to kill him.
There was a theory that they'd kill him to take heat off the whole
maybe
Meghan and Harry thing. Because he's artificially alive. He's not actually
at this point, I think alive. They're just doing Weekend at Bernie's, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, he's a puppet. When he's in the car.
Have you
seen a video of him actually speaking or doing anything in the past 5 years? No, you just see these random photos of him looking decrepit in random cars.
Yeah, exactly. Surely he doesn't want to be alive.
I mean, I wouldn't if I was him. But I guess...
No.
I guess it's just... Yeah, they are just keeping... Like, I think they are just trying to keep him alive as a... I don't even know. I feel like they probably are aware.
It's a courtesy more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious that the royal family is kind of coming to a close. Like, the sun is setting on the royal family. I think after Queen Elizabeth...
Has been for a while.
It's going to be... I think she's the last person that actually embodies the monarchy, you know? Because she's been doing it for so long. I mean, she was coronated when she was, like, 22 or something. And, like, she has done... You know, I'd imagine she's probably done some good things in her time, but it's such an outdated system. It just doesn't need to exist anymore. # abolish the monarchy. But as soon as Harry gets there, he'll just fuck it off. He'll be like, "Nah, I'm good, thanks." He'll still take all the money, but without the
Is he still next in line with everything that's been going on?
Oh no, he was. It's Charles is next in line. Queen's son. And then
he's the
big
grandson.
Big bold William.
But he's fucking old as well, because she had him when she was young. He's like 70 something.
Charles is old, but to be fair, she's 95 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Charles hasn't killed her yet. Also, Meghan Markle, if you're listening to this, don't get into a car. Be careful. Do not get into any car.
That's probably a shout.
Yeah, the royal family sucks, man. Really sucks. I guess that's the weekend news, though. Cheeky segmenting.
Oh, we'll get onto Nicola Sturgeon in a bit, because I know you'll rant about that. Let's do some gaming.
Back to gaming. We've not done any gaming yet, but yeah. I mean, it is meant to be a gaming podcast, so it might be a good idea.
Right.
I think we need to start with Assassin's Creed, right?
Assassin's Creed now does just make me fucking tired. I know I say that all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like, oh, this shit all
right.
Again.
We'll keep it quick, right? Because you've already made a video on it. I've already kind of made a video on it. So let's just keep it quick. Assassin's Creed is selling reskinned armor sets on its store, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Scummy business practice. Don't buy them. Stop playing Valhalla. Mm-hmm. Stop boosting their artificial numbers that they show to shareholders. Yeah, I mean, Ubisoft are killing Assassin's Creed Valhalla,
yeah, it's
am I right?
Fucking bull. Oh no, see, I didn't call it that in the end. I called it ruined because I remember back in the adpocalypse. I don't think it's a thing anymore.
No, I think it
is. Back then, if you had like. Oh, where if you had like kill in the title or the thumbnail, it'd fuck your video.
Nah, I think those, but are, like, I think those are still there.
So I made it ruined, which is less of a, you know, impactful title, but still. Yeah, right. What's been going on? Don't fucking like this at all. I think it's like 240 quid you'd have to pay to buy the Helix credits to get everything, right?
Jesus
and
Christ.
Still, the response is this odd corporate fucking bootlicking. If you don't like it, don't buy it. The thing is, I don't like it, I haven't bought it, and I'm still having this content locked away from me that I should have.
Yeah.
Right? It's, if I've bought the season pass, I should get, even if it was just a few fucking tattoo sets, I would be slightly irritated, but it's not just a few tattoo sets, it's half the weapons and armor sets in a fucking RPG, and whether you like that it's an RPG or not, that's important content that shouldn't be locked away. If you've bought the game and the season pass three fucking times, right?
Yeah.
It's just fucks me up.
Exactly.
Dumb.
Especially considering the base armor sets in the game are, for being honest, pretty wank. They're not that great. Like, the fact that they're hiding so much, because, like, so much of the content of Valhalla is built on armor and weapons and fighting, you know? And building up Eivor. So having half of that locked away behind a paywall, it's literally like having half the game locked away behind a paywall. Because that's so much of the gameplay is made up of.
And it brings me back to that Reddit post where it was saying, you know, Ubisoft don't deserve to have their games bought at a full price because they're not selling full games, right?
Yeah.
They're leeching you. That's all they'll fucking do. And yesterday someone started a petition to remove the Helix store.
That'll work. Petitions always universally work.
This is the thing. 1,000 or 1,500 now disgruntled AC fans aren't going to do much. Like, AC fans have been pissed off at Ubisoft since fucking time began.
Yeah.
Right. It's they're always going to listen to the money more than they'll listen to you.
Yeah.
And the money's fucking talking. So.
And the only,
what are you going
to
do?
The only way to stop this is just, I mean, keep speaking out against it, obviously. Make an effort.
Yeah.
But also, just first of all, don't buy. But second of all, just
people do buy it. Who the fuck is buying this shit?
Yeah, I know. It's especially
that's most of their money they made in the last quarter.
The reskinned one.
Yeah. And like, they look bad as well. Like, they're not even, like, good outfits. Or I think they have the best, stats and shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, last quarter, Ubisoft made, like, $700 million. I think it was something like that from microtransactions. It was that much fucking money. It was significantly more than they made from unit sales. Or it wasn't microtransactions, sorry, it was like digital sales, which encompasses like microtransactions, season passes and shit, but mostly microtransactions. That's fucking mental. If you buy this shit, I'm not going to shout at you, right? Because you're entitled to buy what you like, but I'm very ashamed you're enabling Ubisoft.
So it's like, spend your money how you want. Spend your money how you want, obviously. But like, at the same, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know? Like, spending £15 on an armor set? Like, you could buy you could buy the game Rainbow Six Siege for £15. You could buy fucking Hitman 1 for £15. You can buy the Nathan Drake collection for £15 when it's on sale in the PS Store. Like, hey man, maybe don't buy fucking the Hidden Ones armor set reskinned with a cool hat. It's not even a cool hat, it's an ugly hat. Anyway.
It's fucking, it's dumb, and the worst thing is season passes no longer are season passes, it's just you're buying both of the expansions bundled together.
Yeah.
To call them season passes is just a lie, that's not what they are.
Exactly, what do they even mean by what do they mean by calling it a season pass? Like, what are we getting a pass to? What content are we getting, you know? All the content that's been released so far has either been free or locked by, like, season pass holders haven't gotten anything.
Free in big quotation marks.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. But I got the gold edition, ultimate edition, whatever it was.
You got the gold edition. Yeah. So you should have that shit because that comes with the season pass.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're entitled to everything in the Helix store.
But I as far as I'm concerned, I have not received a single piece of content from having that season pass in five months, nearly six.
No, but Joe, Wrath of the Druids, that'll be really fun.
Of course, you're right. Wrath of the Druids, epic Irish DLC, which will have very cool grassland, which we've not seen. We've not seen very much grassland.
I can't wait for the accents. Valhalla. That's going to be great.
Well, they do. It's going to be excellent. Nah, I don't think they'll do the accents. They'll just pull a Unity. They'll just do West Country accents.
Oh my god. No, they had to go fucking Scottish accents, didn't they?
Oh, they had to go. Let's just not even talk about that. That's Assassin's Creed. You're right, it is exhausting to talk about because it's just the same shit.
It's bad. I don't even really want to make content on it anymore because it just makes me fucking sad.
Yeah, I think Valhalla content just ain't it, Chief. Like, I tried to make a couple videos on Valhalla. I made the fucking Reddit one and I was like, nah, this ain't it. This ain't it.
Nah, but even other ones, it's like, I love this series so much, but, like, it just makes me fucking sad now. Yeah. But it's like, if I'm going to be sad, might as well, you know, make a few quid, I guess.
Well, I think...
I don't know.
If I were you, I'd just be trying to have fun with, like, the old games. Maybe... Because you spoke about, like, trying to do pacifist runs and stuff.
But the fun is bittersweet, Joe.
Is it, though?
Can you just block it out of your mind?
Can't you just block it out of your mind and focus
on... No, I can't, because it's, you know... It's my fucking channel.
It just ended. It ended. Okay? It ended in 2015, and that's fine. Even better.
Could you imagine if it ended with Syndicate? I would much rather a Syndicate than a Valhalla at this point. Because Valhalla is just another fucking RPG in a sea of RPGs that has no real identity or heart. Syndicate, it fails to understand what Assassin's Creed is about, but you've still got the hoods.
Yeah.
You're still on... You've still got the same mechanics of Unity with some, you know, changes. It still feels like its own thing. Yeah. It's unique, and it fails to understand what makes AC unique, but it's still special in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
I get what you're saying. It does still have a little bit of that charm. I think we should move on.
I'd rather boot up Syndicate than Valhalla at this point.
I think we should move on from AC just before.
No, let's just have another hour long talk about how much we hate Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
So that we can just both be exhausted and slit our throat at the end of the podcast.
That'd be nice.
Nah, but.
That seems awfully. Yeah, go on.
Speaking of much better open world games, Spider-Man 2. Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Well, it's not better because it's much smaller.
Ah, you're right. It is smaller.
What do you mean?
It doesn't have an entire country.
What do you mean, one city?
Yeah.
Well, one city? No, it needs to have at least three countries. It needs to be totally fucking empty.
Yeah, you're right. And
I'm really sad.
And also, like, the movement of Spider-Man is just... It's not very great. Like, I'd much rather slowly clamber over random rocks than swing through New York City, personally. You do make a good point. However...
Yeah, there's more than three button inputs you need to use, and that just... don't know about that.
But, Spider-Man 2. Marvel Spider-Man 2. There was a leak recently on Reddit and also 4chan. And although, usually, when something comes up like that with no real source, you're probably going to dismiss it immediately. This one kind of seems believable, purely because it's so nothing. So, did you see this leak, Jack?
No, I didn't. Can you link me this, please?
I will, if I can find it.
If you've got
it
on hand.
If I can find it. But basically, the leak outlined that the game is recently gone into development. So it went into development a few months ago, like end of 2020 area. But all they've been able to do so far because of COVID is purely just work on the gameplay. So they've been working on swinging systems, they've been working on upgrading the fighting systems. They've done no mocapping because of COVID. And according to Yuri Lowenthal, he's done zero voice acting for it so far. So what that tells me is that we're probably not going to get Marvel Spider-Man 2 until maybe like 2023, to be honest.
Yeah, earliest, man.
Yeah.
But who's that? Yeah, that is very nothing. E, and that's like a weird leak to fake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But is it just from an anonymous guy?
It is. I'm going to try and find it if I can. Because they made...
If it is, then I don't believe it.
Here we go. I can't find the link. This article. Oh, there it is. Yeah. It was on r/gamingleaksandrumors, and it was also deleted.
Oh, of course it was.
Oh, yeah. It was deleted by the person that originally posted it. That's epic. But so maybe that's not true. Maybe that's completely incorrect. But if it is true...
See, that's the thing, is it's very believable, and I would buy that, but at the same time, I can't believe it just because of the source.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure Yuri Lowenthal has said publicly that he's not done any voice acting for it, though, which does kind of make me think they've just been working on the web chain so far. They've just been working on, you know, upgrading all that. Or maybe they're just going to kill him off. Who knows? Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah, but I think at this point we're waiting longer for Spider-Man 2 than we expected. But to be fair, we did get Spider-Man Miles Morales. And although I have my issues with it.
Was very good.
It was very good. I'm not denying that. I was just a little underwhelmed. That's all it was.
I'll expect Spider-Man 2 is in production.
Yeah, I'll replay it in like a year's time and I'll absolutely adore it. I know that for a fact. But it was just in the moment I was underwhelmed.
We haven't had a GTA 6 leak in fucking forever.
Yeah, I feel like they've all just... I feel like everyone's just given up. Because...
Yeah, it's going to be 2024, isn't it?
It is. And also, everyone knows the GTA 6 leaks are fake. Like, no one believes them anymore because it's just the boy who cried GTA 6. There's been so many of them that no one cares anymore. Like, I think most people are at the point where... They're just like, I'm happy to wait for it whenever Rockstar want to release it. Just let it be.
Yeah.
Which I think is good.
There's a nostalgia in GTA 6 leaks, because I remember watching a bunch of them in, like, 2014.
Oh, remember that guy with the Lisp? Lispy Jimmy.
Yeah, it was some of his stuff. And the fucking thing about that is I thought it would be 2019, because I was coming in from the logic with, like, right, the last few games have took 1 year more to make than the last, right? And so since it was 5 years between 4 and 5, I thought, okay, 6 years, which was reasonable for a fucking 11-year-old.
That makes sense.
But, like, the thing is, it's going to be at least another 2 years and probably a delay after the announcement.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We know at minimum we're 2 years away, and I would expect it to be 2024, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
if I had to be fair,
you didn't know that Red Dead 2 was coming out by that point.
No one did.
Yeah, no one did.
That was... I didn't even think it would happen.
To be honest, that's... I think that's part of, like, the great thing about Rockstar, is that every leak you see is pretty much... things don't leak from Rockstar. Very much, you know?
There was a few for Red Dead 2 that, like, people just wrote off because they were from an anonymous 4chan user. So, like, every so often, these things do hold water.
Yeah, but...
They're a tight ship mostly, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's like people almost just kind of write it off because Rockstar just do whatever they want to do, you know? So that's why... I think that adds to the excitement when a new Rockstar game is announced, because it's like, you see the Rockstar logo, you're like, holy shit, what is this? I'm hyped. You immediately just, like, you feel that rush that I feel has been lost from some game announcements, just because we kind of know everything that's going to happen before it happens, you know? A lot of the time.
Yeah. But with Rockstar, at this point, you see the logo and you're like, right, that's going to be a contender for game of the generation decade.
Straight away.
You know? GTA 6 is going to be so fucking good.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I thought it was going to come in 2022, but that's obviously not happening.
Did you think that back when GTA 5 got out?
No, I thought that about 2 years ago. Basically because we pretty much know for a fact that it's going to be Vice City. That is one thing that we pretty much know for a fact.
Do we actually... Because I've sort of just written off every GTA 6 leak, so I'm really out of the loop.
Well, it's not...
Besides the Jason Troyer one.
That's out of speculation, but it's the one that makes the most sense. because there's been
I love voice it.
There's been a lot of leaks that have corroborated that they're going to go like into a different time period, into the 80s and 90s and 70s or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And
let's go.
On top of that, Vice City came out in 2002. Now, that's why I thought it was going to be 2022. I thought they were going to do like a 20-year anniversary, a new game set in Vice City. Obviously, it's going to be a bit later than that, but I do still think that it's going to be Vice City resurrected, because obviously we got, you know, we got Vice City, and then we got San Andreas.
Well, there's a big nostalgia factor there as well, because people are so nostalgic for the PS2.
Exactly.
And even like PS3 GTA games.
Exactly. And there's been a cycle with the settings of GTA where it went, GTA 3 was Liberty City, then we had Vice, then we had San Andreas, then we had Liberty City again, but then we went back to San Andreas. So it only makes sense now to get, like, finally get another Vice City game. To, like, close out that circle. And maybe after that they'll go to, like, Tokyo or London or wherever, but I do think they want to do one more Vice City game. And we know for a fact that Rockstar appreciate and never forget their past. So I think probably a fair few people at Rockstar are a bit nostalgic of Vice City, and they want to make it, you know, want to make another one. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm that's going to be so fucking cool. And the thing is, with Rockstar being Rockstar, they can announce it any day. Or they could just drop a fucking screenshot announcing the game tomorrow.
For real. They could release one social media screenshot, and it would be bigger than every single gaming conference this year combined. And that's not like an over exaggeration. That's not an over exaggeration. GTA 6 is on a like Grand Theft Auto is on such a different tier from the rest of the gaming industry popularity wise.
Yeah.
Even it's higher than fucking Red Dead. Like it's tenfold more popular than Red Dead, and that's saying a lot.
That'll break fucking records when that comes out, because for as big as GTA 5 was, now they have such a bigger fan base. Because you were going from GTA 5, from GTA 4 and San Andreas, which are obviously huge. But GTA 5 is a different level of fucking huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Like how it's always one of like the most bought games of every year since its release. It's going to be wild. I can't wait.
And I think
it's going to be so
although
good.
I have my problems with GTA Online, I think that's one of that's one of the things that GTA Online has done really well, is it's kept GTA 5 as one of the most relevant games for 7 years, 8 years.
It's never left the zeitgeist. Yeah, it's always just fucking been there.
And there's so much hype built now. Everyone is just waiting for GTA 6. And bro, just talking about this is getting me so hyped. Oh my god. But also, I'm worried that I'm going to get too hyped and then it's going to let me down. But I don't think that's possible when it comes to Rockstar.
You should do a wish list. That'd do bits.
That's not a bad call. That is not a bad call at all. Okay, you
just
giving
me that hype into
you've just given me next week's video idea. I appreciate that, Jeff.
Fuck
much
yeah.
love.
That'll do mad bits.
Hopefully, because my last GTA video did trash. But
yeah, but you're just restarting your channel, and now you're big man 2K.
Yeah,
you've done that in no time compared to how long it took you to get from like no subscribers to 1K.
Yeah,
to get here.
You know that thing people say, like, oh, it takes the longest is 0 to 1K. That is a fact.
Yeah, it is.
Like the last few months have been so much smoother.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, what do you want to see from GTA Vice City? GTA 6, just out of interest. Is there anything big you'd want to see?
I really don't know. Like, obviously, Vice City will be cool, and it would be cool to have something that's, you know, not GTA 5. Because as much as I love GTA 5, I've been replaying it again and again for like years.
Yeah.
I just want to see what Rockstar do, because whatever they do, I know they'll take it in the right direction.
It's going to be a whole new map to just learn every single crevice and corner of.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I always bring this up to you. If you say, oh, go to, like, Franklin's house, or go to the hospital, or, like, Polito Bay, you know where that is.
Yeah, you can get there in an instant.
It's an iconic map that, no other video game has.
It is actually insane how, like, like, I know every single corner of that game. Like
I know the geography of Los Santos better than I know the geography of my own city, really. No, like, unironically.
I'm kind of in the same
boat.
Which
is wild.
Like, yeah. It is. It's man, GTA is just on another... Although I think Red Dead 2... I think Red Dead is better quality-wise. GTA has, like, a different atmosphere around it that just makes me so hype. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've seen some concept art on Reddit of a GTA 6 Vice City cover, and I'm going to send it to you right now. I'll pop it up on screen if I remember to. But holy shit, that's fit. That is so sick. I'll send you it on Discord.
Oh, yeah. That is cool.
You got the VI and then the Vice City 6 VI. Holy shit. Yeah, that makes makes sense.
They'll definitely do something with that. It'll be cool to have something that's just different, like, tonally than GTA 5.
Yeah.
Something that's not so, like, you know, post-modernist satire.
Yeah,
that sounded very cringe.
Nah,
but, you know.
Well, I'd agree. I think that's why they're going to, like, a past setting as well. Maybe the 80s or 90s, because GTA 5 and online has so thoroughly critiqued and parodied modernity. Like, there is nothing left. There is nothing left. They've done everything to do with social media, basically. They've done fucking celebrity culture. They've, you know, there's, like,
it's so weird how GTA 5's story mode critiques, like, vapid consumerism, and then that's all that GTA Online is. That's so funny to me.
It's the duality of Rockstar.
Yeah.
They critique capitalism, but then also are the biggest capitalists on Earth.
I blame Take-Two more for that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Take-Two are greedy, like, bastards.
But Rockstar creatively unbeaten. I know we say this like most weeks.
Yeah, we say it a lot, but it's just because it's a fact, man. It's just because it's a fact.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone will be on that level. Like, even Naughty Dog are like a few pegs below Naughty Dog, and even Nintendo. You know,
Nintendo, in my opinion, are way, way below.
I would put Nintendo above Naughty Dog.
Nah, the thing about Nintendo is that they have consistency. And sure, they had, like, Breath of the Wild, but I feel like they've not done anything truly groundbreaking. Okay, the console, but, like, as game developers, I mean, they've not done anything truly groundbreaking since maybe Mario Odyssey, you know?
Yeah, it's been a few years, but they've not really done much since then. They've made the Switch basically a port machine.
Very much.
Where they've just, you know, re-released a bunch of Wii U and Wii games.
Yeah.
But, like, the next 3D Mario game, Joe, that we can expect in the next, like, 2 years, that's going to be wild. That's going to be insane.
Should be pretty cool. Yeah. That brings us on perfectly, actually, to the Nintendo conference that was fucking... When was it? Was it even a conference, or was it just an announcement? I slept through it. It was literally...
It was a direct.
Yeah, it was literally 2 days after
the first in
Poker.
The first in 2 years, and it wasn't good.
No, this was after the direct, though. This was after the direct. This was
they did a Pokemon-specific thing, didn't they?
So...
Yeah, Pokemon direct.
I know you don't like this, but finally, after 13 years, 14 years now, 14 years, we have finally, thank the heavens, we have finally got a remake of Pokemon Gen 4. We're finally getting a remake of Pokemon Diamond, Pokemon Pearl, not Pokemon Platinum, which makes me very sad, but maybe we'll get that next year.
That's a lot of games.
I have been waiting 14 years. I said from the moment the Switch came out, I will buy this console when they release Pokemon Gen 4. And it has taken, 6 years since the Switch? 6 years.
Four years.
4 years. 4 years. And now I can finally justify spending $260 on a Nintendo Switch, because this looks fantastic. I was so worried. I was so worried they were going to do Let's Go Dialga, Let's Go fucking Palkia, do a Let's Go Let's Go series. That would have made me kill
myself.
Did
you ever play the one where it was all, like, British, the new one?
Oh, was that Sword and Shield?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't have a Switch, so, nah.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you give that a go?
I'd probably have to give it a go if I got a Switch now.
Yeah, if you got a Switch, though, that opens so many doors. You got to play Mario Odyssey. You got to play Breath of the Wild.
Exactly.
Stardew Valley.
Exactly. Like, there's so many other games that I have to play, but I couldn't justify spending that much money on a console until I knew that this was happening. And now it is happening.
Yeah.
So, Pokemon... the names kind of suck. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. They are exact remakes of the original games. Mm-hmm. With upgraded graphics, and that's exactly what they should be, because Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl are perfect games in every regard. They're a little bit slow paced, they're a little bit slow, but they are fucking perfect, and I love that they're staying so true to the source material. I was so worried they were going to do Let's Go. That's my rant over. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
We also got an announcement, and I think this will tickle your fancy a little bit more. That's a weird way to put it.
Oh,
that's the first time. But we also got an announcement of another Pokemon game, an entire new Pokemon game, which is called Pokemon Legends Arceus. Now, Arceus is the god Pokemon, but anyway, that's a side note. Pokemon Legends Arceus is a fully fledged, truly open world Pokemon game. Essentially, a lot of people are basically saying it's Pokemon but Breath of the Wild, and I mean, it does just kind of look like Breath of the Wild, but also looks like a very interesting concept. A lot of people have been saying for years that they need to switch up the concept of Pokemon. You know, it's gotten dull, it's gotten boring, it's gotten repetitive. So having a fully fledged open world game, and I think is the right way to, it's the perfect thing to go. It's the perfect way to go with this series. I think a truly open world action, it's going to be like an action adventure game, I'd imagine. Maybe an RPG. Well, it'll have RPG elements, Pokemon after all, but you got what I'm saying. Is the perfect way to go. The last Pokemon open world game I remember was Pokemon Park, Pikachu Park. And that slapped. And that was like 15 years ago. And maybe if I went to replay it now, it would be shit. But anyway, this has so much potential. And I think this is an opportunity for you, because it's a fresh start, it's a new series. I think it's an opportunity for you to maybe potentially try out Pokemon and give it a chance.
I've given Pokemon several chances.
But this is new. This is different. This is fresh.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's a shifting paradigm. I love Nintendo. There's plenty of Nintendo IPs that I love.
Yeah.
And I just think Pokemon's not for me. That's or I don't fair. Think it's bad.
That's fair.
Or like, I just think it's not for me.
Even if it's as good as Breath of the Wild, which it probably won't.
Yeah, that's the thing, is people conflate like something not being for them with an objective like lack of quality.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm mature enough to say Pokemon, not for me, but I'm very glad that they're doing something what do you that think, the fans
that's
like.
Fair. What do you think about it that makes Pokemon like not for you, if that makes sense?
I think it's very hard to get me into turn-based combat.
Okay.
Like, Persona 5 really did it for me.
Right.
But, like, if I want strategy in a game, I'll play something like Civ.
Okay.
I've played a bit of Civ. Civ's nice. But, like, turn-based combat, not my thing. And there's so much.
That's fair.
Like, if I want to get into something, I really want to get into something in all its lore.
Yeah.
And there's just so much Pokemon that it's fucking daunting.
That makes sense. There is a lot. The series is kind of built on nostalgia now. Like, it's still surviving off just the sheer volume of nostalgia it had.
That I don't like.
But, I think this is a great new direction. That's fair if it's just not your thing, like, if you just don't vibe with it. And I get the turn-based combat thing, it can get very dull.
Yeah, I want a new Mario Kart game. It's been 7 years. Deluxe doesn't count. Mario Kart 9, please? And then the new 3D Mario game.
Bro.
That's going to be so fucking cool.
Bro. We need to play Mario Kart 9 when it eventually drops. Now that I'm getting
it. Oh, yeah. No, we'll do that. Yeah, well, that'll be a fucking video. That'll be sick. Beautiful.
I've not played Mario Kart since, like, 6, I think? Mario Kart Wii? No, that was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. Nah, that'll be
That was 6.
Alright, okay.
Because Mario Kart DS came out in 2005, and Wii was 2008.
Ah, right.
Yes,
okay,
that's 6.
Mario
and then
Kart
7's
Wii's
the 3DS one.
Mario Kart,
a lot of people don't like Mario Kart Wii.
That's because it's very broken, but it's fun to just figure out like, have you watched Summoning Salt's new video on it? Because he's made a lot of videos on it.
No. There's this Mario Kart Wii YouTuber, though.
Yeah.
It's still kicking about. He's called TWD98, and he does some sick shit on there.
Yeah, because there's so many, like, bugs and glitches. Like, extra ultra shortcuts and stuff. The speedrunning community like is ridiculous.
The fucking Rumble Volcano one, where you literally just go around that like slump three times.
Yeah, and then it's you just mental. Jump off. It's ridiculous.
And DK Mountain as well, where you can skip this whole turn.
I mean,
by just cutting off the
2020. Clip. Like Summoning Salt made an hour-long video just on the ones they'd found in 2020. Like there was a massive amount of new ultra shortcuts.
We need to play Smash as well. You ever play much Smash?
That's the thing. I never really got into Smash that much. I played it a little bit, like at my mate's house on his Wii U. I don't remember which Smash that was, but
that was Smash 4. Smash 4 sucks.
Oh, fair enough. Maybe that's why I didn't like it that much. But fighting games as a whole, I absolutely love. So I'd be so down to get into Smash. And have a go at it.
Eddie's still pussied out of our Smash battle.
Oh, what?
We were meant to have a fight to decide whether Sonic or Pikachu was better. And I was going to be Sonic and he was going to be Pikachu.
Well, that's not fair.
But I've heard nothing back. That's not
fair. Sonic would beat Pikachu. You can't deny that.
Yeah, this is my point. He'd beat the shit out of him.
He would beat the shit out of him. And kick his fucking teeth in.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd kick his teeth in because Pikachu doesn't... I just imagined... Pikachu with just human teeth. It made me very uncomfortable.
Sonic. The next 3D Sonic game as well. It's been 4 years.
Hopefully it never
releases. No, I think they've learned their lessons from Forces. You ever play Sonic Forces?
I know. Of course I didn't play Sonic Forces. Not just because it was bad, but just because it was Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic Forces fucking
was tough. That the last one? Because I remember the what was the one everyone liked that came out before Sonic Forces?
Generations. That was
maybe
a decade ago now.
Oh, geez.
It's been a decade since the last good Sonic game, and that should change, I think.
Fucking hell. Yeah, you'd think they'd just be able to, you know, make a good game.
That's like, a lot to ask from Sonic Team these days.
It's literally the same. It's literally the same game every time. You just go fast. Like it's not hard.
No, it's not.
It's not hard.
No, it's not, because you have Mania where it's all 2D now and you can play as Knuckles and Tails. And then you have Unleashed where you're a fucking werewolf.
Okay, Unleashed is a different story though. Unleashed is a masterpiece of storytelling and
Unleashed
also
is a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
Unleashed has the best Sonic story by far. It's
without
fucking
doubt,
great.
Without a doubt. And the best Sonic world. I love that. I love that little seaside town. Love it.
Apatos.
Yes, that one. Fit game.
Or Adabat, potentially.
Sure, I'll take your word for it.
I love Sonic Unleashed so much. I really am going to do this 5-hour retrospective.
I'm excited.
Because I fucking love it.
You need to do it, man. It's going to be good.
I might even just start working on it and just chip away at it bit by bit.
Yeah, just go at it. Just go at it slowly. And, you know,
because we could do a past cast on Sonic Unleashed. How do you feel about that?
We could, potentially. If it's backwards compatible, because I'm not buying a PS2.
Oh,
or an
yeah.
Xbox 360 or whatever it's on. But it might be backwards compatible.
It is on the Xbox, yeah.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
That's perfect then, yeah, absolutely.
And it still looks fucking beautiful. How does a game from 2008 look like
that?
Yeah,
it fully
what
does.
What the fuck?
Fully, yeah, it aged very nicely. Very nicely.
Yeah.
The problem with Sonic is just the fans. Honestly, I don't even mind Sonic, but the fan base
You're a Pokemon fan.
Yeah, but the fan base of Pokemon are just...
And an Assassin's Creed fan.
The fan base of Pokemon are just cunts, right? Whereas the fan base of Sonic... it's just that... You know that one screaming kid? You know that one screaming kid? That is
Sammy
the entire...
Sammy Classic Sonic
fan. Yes, that is the entire Sonic fan base.
He's very normal, man. He does, like, vlogs and shit.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him...
Yeah.
Seen him all grown up. But nah, it makes me physically ill. It makes my stomach turn inside out. The thought of Sonic fans. No offense. So.
Nah, yeah. It's like any community where, you know, it's mostly toxic, but then if you can find pockets of niceness. Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of porn. There's a lot of Sonic porn. Furries. There's a lot of furries.
How are you aware of that?
Because I've seen your Twitter likes.
Oh, fuck way, off. Yeah, right. Do you see that guy where it's
yeah?
You know, there's that Twitter account. It's called, like, Saved You a Click.
Yes.
And it's like, if there's Have you seen his likes where he just likes a bunch of Daisy porn?
Oh, is that him? Is that him? Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that ages ago. It's
yeah, classic.
So, well, I mean, yeah, Leo K likes a lot of hentai as well. You know, as well.
But that's fine.
Feel free.
Don't like it, unfollow.
Exactly. If you don't like it, unfollow. Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, I can like Sonic porn all I like. Yeah, there's nothing you can fucking do to stop me.
Spawned a lot of furries. And another thing that spawned a lot of furries was Lola Bunny, the Space Jam character, who's been absolutely desecrated in Space Jam 2.
Why are you mad that this bunny from fucking Space Jam doesn't have tits
anymore? I'm going to explain this, right? Because there is a genuine reason, right? We joke about fucking being horny and like, fit bunny, right? And she is fit, right? She is fit in the first one. I'm not denying
that. No, she's not.
Right? But the actual genuine problem with
fucking
it,
animal. Right?
Because it's mostly a meme, but the actual genuine problem
characterful animation, you mate.
Well, one thing. But another,
it's a more lifeless
another,
model.
Another layer of that, right, is what, and I mean, in the original, she didn't actually, the art that was going around was like fan art, but in the original, right?
Yeah.
I know this is super dumb because it's a kid's film and whatever, but basically, they cut off her tit, and that's fine. I don't actually care, but I don't understand why, for a female character to be taken seriously, she needs to, you know, look a certain way and, you know, not have, I guess, traditionally feminine features. So that's the it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But it is just weird because that's a trend with a lot of things. Like,
yeah, I see what you mean where there's no real overlap there.
Yeah, like companies will be like, "Oh, we're making this character more serious. We're making this character more serious so she can be taken more seriously." And all they do is just like cut off her tits, and it's like there are women in real life with big old titties, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yes, there are. Joe.
And I feel
those people
those
do
people
exist.
Do exist. But I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. And certain animators and certain companies seem to think there is a problem with that. So it's not actually that big a deal. It's all just a meme. But at the same time, it is weird that's the thing that they jump to. But I don't really care. Space Jam 2 as a whole, though, just looks fucking weird. Like, they're making it CGI, and I don't like that.
I agree with you there. Looney Tunes shouldn't be CGI. Neither should fucking Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Why are Tom and Jerry CGI now?
Oh, I know. It's
you fucking serious?
It would be like making The Simpsons CGI. And they literally did
they did an episode.
Yeah, they did an episode of that, taking the piss out of it. Because it's... Nah, yeah. You're absolutely spot on. Bro, my first... remember when I made that fucking video on 2D animation 3 years ago or whatever?
Did you?
And it just keeps going on.
Seen that,
they keep it was about The Lion King.
Yeah.
2D animation is so good, and everyone's just desecrating it and replacing it with CGI. Same with Scooby Doo.
There's nothing wrong with
fucking Scooby Doo. Scooby Doo.
Yes, yeah. I fucking hate that. That film where it looks like every fucking other Sony animated movie.
Yeah, and it's always the same art style as well. It's always the same art style.
There's nothing wrong with 2D animation. Like, I would watch 60s Tom and Jerry and the original 1969 Scooby-Doo when I was, like, fucking 6, 7.
Yeah.
And that's because great animation, like all great things, isn't something that ages and just looks shit.
Exactly.
40 years down the line.
Kids,
if anything, I feel like kids will be more interested in animation that looks unique and characterful instead of just... whatever the fuck this mishmash of,
it's like,
you know, Sony fucking weirdness,
like super clean CG characters, and it was spawned by Pixar, but Pixar had a, you know, uniqueness behind it, like what they did. It was always
There was more life there.
Yeah, like,
characters
take
looked more
the characters
alive.
Of Ratatouille, and then take the characters of Toy Story, and they're like, it's such a massive variety. Whereas in so many of these films now, it's just the same model with slightly different features. And it's just like it's a weird thing that studios seem to think that to grasp people's attention, they need to just turn everything into 3D instead of, you know, like the only film that I've seen that is a truly fantastic evolution of 2D animation, and it's what I think that every animated film should strive to be, is Spider-Man is into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is what... And, like, sure, you can have your 3D animation. Yeah,
it's expressive.
Yeah.
It's really fucking expressive.
Yeah, like, you can have your CGI animation, but at the same time, it's so strange that 2D animation, instead of evolving it, studios just abandoned it, because there is so much potential, mm-hmm. and for great things, and we've seen that with Into the Spider-Verse, and maybe it'll spark change, but... Yeah, turning... Like, I saw Bugs Bunny, and he was CGI, and I was like, fuck this, I'm not watching this, but... I will watch it because I'm a shill. Yeah. I mean, the original Space Jam's shit, if we're being honest, but it's nostalgic, so it's nice.
That's so funny that Michael Jordan in like 1996 or some shit is like, right, basketball, I don't know, I'm getting a bit fucking rusty. Maybe I'll just try baseball.
It is strange that he did that. It is very strange.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Still confuses me to this day. I mean, he says it's because his dad died. Well, I think that's why he said he did it. But
wait, in the movie?
No, that he did that. He retired for 2 years from basketball and went to play baseball.
Really? At the top of his fucking game?
Yeah, he was at the top of the game.
I thought that was just
no.
I thought that was just Space Jam. Nah, because it seemed so silly.
Nah, so he won 3 championships in a row, and 2 MVPs, and he said. He's basically like, I feel like I've... His dad died that same year. And he said, I feel like I've achieved everything I can in the sport of basketball. The sport I was played growing up and the sport my dad wanted me to play was baseball. So he went, he played for a professional it was like a minor leagues MLB team. He was decent, and then he became pretty shit. And then he went back to basketball. But, you know, for a year and a half, 2 years, he played baseball.
That's so funny.
But then the even crazier thing is mm-hmm. after coming back after 2 years of playing baseball, he went on to just win another 3 championships in a row. Like, that's how good he was.
That's
but yeah, there's probably a lot of people that think that was just in the film, but yeah, that happened in real life.
I thought that was just a plot point because it was so silly.
That's the thing, it is so silly as well.
What else has been going on? James Charles, like, touched a kid or something, didn't he?
Oh, he didn't touch anyone. Okay, this is going to be an interesting conversation. Jack, someone lies about their age. Should you be arrested?
Wait. What's the context there?
So basically, supposedly happened is James Charles, stupidly, right? James Charles got this dude Snapchat. And the dude was 16, but mm-hmm. he said he was 18. And James Charles was, 20 at the time, or whatever. And James Charles said nudes to this guy. And obviously, that's a felony. You can't do that. That is very illegal. I don't know if he received nudes in return. I'm not sure. So this guy came out on Twitter, like, exposing him.
Oh.
And then James Charles was like, he lied about his age, which... It's still a crime, bro. But anyway, he lied about his age.
Yeah, you've still fucked up.
And that's the thing. We'll get to that. But the question is, if someone lies about their age, it's still a crime. But can you plead ignorance in that situation? It's so strange.
I think you can, but I think your ignorance in that situation is fucking huge, and you should be at least held somewhat accountable for that.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't say he's a paedophile nor a groomer because he was going under the pretense that this person was 18, but at the same time, it's his responsibility as such an influential figure, and not just that, but as an adult, to at least verify his age.
Well, that's the biggest thing for me, is that because it's like, when you're James Charles, right? When you're James Charles, you're one of the most famous people on Earth.
And hasn't he had scandals like this before?
Yeah.
So shouldn't he fucking know?
Yeah, you're one of the most famous people on Earth, right? You need to... Mm-hmm. Like, does he not have anyone around him that, like, I don't know, because you kind of... And I know it sucks to say, but you can't, when you're in that situation, you can't live a normal life, right? If you take on that success, you have to, on top of that, take on the responsibility and burden of not being able to just chat to anyone on Snapchat, not being able to just go out with anyone, not being able to fucking send nudes or whatever you want to do, not being able to do certain things. You know, or at least do certain things without thinking and being very, very abundantly clear about it. And you know, that's the downside of being a celebrity, being famous, whatever, is that you kind of have to give up a normal life. But if you want that success, then you need to do that, or else you're going to end up in situations like this. Like, you need to take more, you need to take even more responsibility.
There is a massive level of responsibility that you should hold, and exactly. I think it's nice that he's been predatory there, because again, under those pretenses, that's not what he thought he was doing, but at the same time, he's not been very responsible there. Been quite silly.
Exactly.
James Charles, learn your fucking lesson this time. This is like the fourth. I'm convinced at this point he just knows.
Yeah, he just keeps getting cancelled.
And like, that's why he doesn't verify their age.
And but like, part of me, because James Charles, he's only like 20 years old, right? And obviously that's not an excuse. He's an adult, but it's like...
Yeah, and this has all come to him very quick, and he started blowing up when he was like, what, 16 or some shit.
It is a lot to take on, and that's why I'm like, if the guy did lie about his age, he needs to be held accountable. But like, I don't think, and he's obviously not going to get arrested because the guy tweeted it out. He didn't go to the police, but I don't think even it is a crime and it's disgusting. But I also, part of me is like, he shouldn't face jail time for that, but he should. But I don't know. It's strange. It's
a weird one.
It is so confusing. Just don't, if you're underage, just don't ever lie about your age, right?
Yeah.
Because you're putting yourself in danger and you're putting other people in danger, right? So just don't do it, man. But yeah, James Charles. Come on.
It's weird. Speaking of pedophiles,
LA is such a... Sorry to interrupt you, but we'll get onto that real quick. But I just want to say, LA is such a fucking weird place. The D'Amelios, fucking everyone... It's just so fucking weird. It's a fucking dystopia, and I hate it. I hate everything about LA culture that I keep seeing online. The fucking D'Amelios, and James Charles, and Shane Dawson, and fucking everything to do with that. It just makes me...
It is all just totally vacuous, and they're just playing these bizarre characters.
Yeah, they're not human.
Is the weird thing.
I can't see them as human.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When you live so much of your life online, and you spend your life playing this character to sell merchandise to your fucking 10-year-old fans, you have to wonder how much that, like, seeps into you just as a person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And how difficult it would be to separate me normally on a day-to-day to me on a fucking live stream or some shit, right? If you're one of these people.
Yeah. And then, especially in LA, I feel like it's just... Because everyone there is a performer, it's then just kind of... Mm-hmm. Like, it gets into a cycle, kind of.
Yeah. Where you don't live around normal people. It's this bizarre echo chamber that feeds into itself.
Honestly, I do just look at LA as like the capital in the Hunger Games. Obviously not as extreme, but that is surely how I look at it. Like, it's a fucking dystopian anyway. But speaking of pedophiles, go on. Sorry to interrupt you there. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Some topics from the Nest Discord. No, we're not onto that yet. Chris D'Elia was sexually deviant towards children and said, guys, no, listen, it's a big misunderstanding. I'm a sex addict. I'm just addicted to sex with minors.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
And somehow...
Somehow,
he got away with it. The like-to-dislike ratio
on that. It's wild.
124,000 likes to 9.2 dislikes. How? And you've just got, like, appreciate the honesty, mate. Much love. Fucking, yeah, oh my god.
What the fuck do you mean? That's not honest, though, because sex addiction doesn't equate to wanting to sleep with minors.
Exactly. Oh, it's bizarre. And this is Daniel Epps, one day ago in the comments of Chris D'Elia's video. If you're watching this right now, which you aren't, shout out to you. Daniel Epps says, I don't understand why successful, objectively attractive men need to go after young women. I just don't get it. And that's spot on.
No. I wouldn't say Chris D'Elia is objectively attractive. I don't think there's such a thing as objectively attractive.
Okay. I'd say Chris D'Elia is a fairly attractive human being, though. He's not ugly by any means.
Nah.
You know?
No.
And he's also rich and famous.
Yeah, of course. And again, he's not... Same thing with James Charles. He's not been very responsible there.
Yeah, he just come.
You can't use sex addiction as a fucking get out of jail free card. That's bollocks.
You can use
it's
it.
Mental.
You can in some scenarios, but not when you're fucking.
You can in some scenarios, but not with children.
Yeah, not when you're dating minors. People, you know, 35 years younger than you who are also minors, who probably look up to you and you know.
That's horrible. How the fuck has he gotten away with that?
Imagine if Ashraf just came out and was awful. Like, "Yeah, I'm just a sex addict, bro."
Yeah, exactly. Like, being a sex addict is just that, right? There's a facet of that is an attraction to minors. That's its own fucking thing.
Exactly. And it's yeah, weird. But he's not gonna have any.
Anyway,
he's successful and he's rich and he's not gonna have any repercussions long term. So
yeah, it'll probably follow him for a bit, and there'll probably be some jokes about
that
it. But like at the end of the
though.
Day,
like Logan Paul is just fine. Like if that's why I always say you can't be cancelled unless you lean into it, unless you actually like come out and cry and apologize about it,
or you cater to that audience.
Yeah, like if you try and defend yourself, then you're gonna end up failing. Whereas if you just roll with the punches, it's like, oh, fair enough. You can't be cancelled. That's why fucking Syndicate's never properly been cancelled, you know?
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Anyway, cancel culture, am I right? Ahaha, PC culture gone too far. PC culture gone too far, pedophiles are bad. but yeah, no.
Missed Discord topics.
Oh, jumping straight into them. By the way, there was a PlayStation conference the other week. It was shit. We can move on.
Yeah, it was. It's cool. Final Fantasy VII's free though.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It is. Oh, it's free right now. Yeah, it's very cool. And the remake as well. Not the remake. The remaster of the remake. That's fucking dumb. The PS5 remaster of the remake is very cool, but it's not enough to justify an entire show. You know, and I think that's the biggest problem with non E3 shows. These Summer Game Fest and these Nintendo Directs, so often, they just don't have enough to justify an entire show on their own. They'll have three indie games, one slightly heightened release announcement, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, another half hour of filler. And it's just
Yeah, I really thought that we'd know at least a little bit more about Horizon 2.
Yeah, you'd
by
think
now.
So. Or, like, at least get a teaser of something. You know? Like, at least get...
Yeah.
Because we've seen nothing from Horizon 2A, so at least get a teaser. But we got nothing.
I reckon by like summer we'll get at least something more on God of War 2.
Ooh, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Probably a delay announcement.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, it's just like it just feels so unnecessary, you know? Like you could have just announced that on Twitter without having a conference for it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need to come out with an hour long show. Where you talk about, you know, three other indie games. It's just unnecessary. And that was why last year's conferences sucked so bad, is because there were so many of them, and barely any of them had any, like, had enough substance to justify themselves. That was what was great about E3 in retrospect, and that's what everyone took for granted, mm-hmm. is that it was everything in one place. Or, you know, that in Gamescom, like, everything in one or two conferences, and it just made everything so much more seamless, you know.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
facts.
That was a side note. Discord topics. Yes, we do have a Discord, the Nest Discord. Go check out the link in the description. We fixed the rules.
And we're Minecraft server. That's
we also
going
do.
Off.
Yeah, we have a Minecraft server. We're running bits. That's a weird phrase. I've never used that phrase before. We're doing bits. I mean, I'm not. I want to destroy my fucking house. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Liam of Gamerland asks, worst games of the 2010s?
Yeah?
It's a weird one, because I've not played many games where I can say that is objectively one of the worst games of the 2010s. You know, like the fucking Rambo games and like Ride to Hell Retribution and shit. So I think we should just go the worst games that we've played or like the most disappointing.
Because Yeah, it's hard because, like, there's so many games. That, like, the actual worst ones will be fucking terrible. But if you're talking, like, worst big-budget AAA games, I think is a better way to put it. And I think at the top of that list, we have to put Fallout 76.
Fallout. So I haven't played Fallout 76, so I couldn't comment.
Just don't.
I know it's fucking bad.
It was. I bought it for £15 3 weeks after it released. I bought it from Game for £15.
What'd you do that for?
Because it was £15. It went from $60. It went from £60 to £15 in 3 weeks. That's how fucking bad it was. I just wanted to see what it was, because I liked Fallout, but alas, terrible.
Yeah.
I mean. We'd put Odyssey there, right?
Yeah, I would. I think that's Sonic Free Riders for Kinect.
Ooh. Kinect. The bad old days. Yeah, I mean...
I never played Mass Effect Andromeda.
I did. And you know what?
Do you play...
It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. It's not...
Yeah, I would have guessed so.
As a AAA big budget game, I'd probably say it's one of the worst I played. Just because it was so unpolished, like different tiers of unpolished.
Mafia 3 was bad.
Mafia 3 wasn't that bad.
Mafia 3 was bad.
It was really disappointing and also bad, but also it wasn't. I wouldn't. Okay, maybe it is one of the worst games. I mean, if that's the standard for the worst AAA budget game, big budget game, then that's not.
No, it's not the worst, but it's one of the worst that I've played.
That's fair, yeah.
Because I'm not going to, like, you know.
Yeah, and then after that, I can't say that word, what the fuck? Superb. Yeah. Asks, best games of the
Now that's a good question.
You got it. You started off.
Okay, right.
We already know.
We're going... Red Dead Redemption 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Red Dead Redemption, Mario Galaxy 2, The Last of Us, Uncharted 4. These are very fucking...
God of War.
Fuck, however the fuck you say that. For me, no. Not even close.
Wow.
To my...
That's disrespectful.
Nah, 2010s, what you're talking about the best. God of War's a very good game, but it's not close for me.
L.A. Noir. Sleeping Dogs.
L.A. Noir's very good.
I'm at a loss. Fuck it, Rainbow Six
Siege. Yeah, so am I.
Rainbow Six Siege. I'll put that.
Is that
there.
One of your best?
I think that's the best multiplayer game of the decade.
I'd go Overwatch.
You would, wouldn't you? You would. You probably like fact that Overwatch won Game of the Year 2016. You probably really like that.
No,
choice.
I'm very angry about that.
It's the right choice.
But I put a month of playtime into that. So I can't just go, oh yeah, it's shit, even though I know that it is shit.
Fair enough.
I
feel like we're missing a big one.
Is that it? Yeah, so do I.
Did you mention GTA 5?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd also throw Celeste up there, personally.
Oh, I've not played Celeste. I know it's meant to
banger.
Be very good.
Banger.
Saints Row the Third. Fucking love Saints Row 3. Cuphead, Sonic Mania.
There's a fair few. Sonic Forces.
Assassin's Creed Origins.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Step in the right direction.
I can't believe I said that was my game of 2017.
That's not
one
that
of the videos
bad.
I made in 2019. Oh, it is though when you consider that Cuphead and Sonic Mania released that year.
See, I feel like most people would lean more towards Horizon and Breath of the Wild instead of Sonic Mania.
I like those two a lot, but Sonic Mania to me,
yeah,
it's fucking perfection.
Fair enough.
It's brilliant.
Fair enough. Anyway. Moving on from there. Who's this? Must be new to the server. Walshy asks, who's your favourite assassin? That's a great question. See, I've never had that question before in any stream or podcast ever before. So this
could
be
your favourite assassin?
That is a good question.
I like Ataboy
Isiosa. Fair enough. I mean, Mark David Chapman's
alright. I like Harlan Cunningham.
Mark David Chapman's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean,
what about Galena? Big
Galena,
Russian woman.
Lee Harvey Oswald. He's up there. He's solid. he's very solid. There's just so many to mention. James Earl Ray. I'm just looking up different assassins right now, and I'm realizing everyone who's ever assassinated a notable political figure has a triple-barreled name. You got Mark David Chapman, who killed John Lennon, Lee Harvey Oswald, who killed JFK, and then
John James Earl Ray, who
killed Martin Luther King. That's crazy, yeah. Bro. If you have three names, then you're a psychopath killer.
Harvey Childs asks, yes. Is profile picture is still Pickle Walshy?
That's epic. That's very epic.
That's funny. He says, what's your favourite mission from each chapter of RDR 2, whether it be for narrative or gameplay reasons?
That's... I don't remember the mission names. That's the problem.
I know Blood Feud's New and Ancient.
Okay.
Or it's not called that, but something like that is the one where you go to the fucking Braithwaite House.
That's the best.
And there's
one
the
four.
Soundtrack by the same name. And then American Venom in Epilogue Part 2, for sure.
Yeah, that's
Red Dead Redemption in Chapter 6. And then I need to check the other ones because I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, I'd agree with all of those. None in Chapter 5, because Chapter 5 isn't good. Chapter 5's alright.
Chapter 5?
There's not that much memorable about it. I guess the one where Dutch just... kills that woman just because it shows some fucking growth, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite... Yeah. You know what? Chapter 4, my favourite mission is honestly, and I know it's depressing, but it's honestly the mission where Arthur gets tuberculosis. It hit me so hard. So brutally hard in my little small heart that...
I thought that was Chapter 5.
No, Chapter 5's Guana. Gorma.
Yeah, but he gets diagnosed after he comes back from Guama.
Does he?
You do the big gun shootout. Yeah,
I've messed this up then. Yeah, fair enough then. Just that mission is fantastic. Also, side mission, all the ones with Edith Downs.
Six.
All of the ones with Edith Downs.
Yeah. Those are fucking great. Those aren't even optional. You need to do those.
You do need to. I don't know why they are optional in the game. It makes me very, very sad because they're vital to his story. Anyway. Moving on from there. What the fuck? Okay. Tiger34 asks, what do you think of Japan removing decapitation from Resident Evil Village? Do you think things like this will happen more in the future for other games? But essentially,
Japan have lots of funny differences, though, don't they, with their games?
Yeah, there's a lot of, it's just cultural differences and also legal differences.
With just Australia is another big one for censorship. Like Saints Row 3 was changed massively.
Really,
Australia? Yeah, I think it was banned there for a while.
Oh wow.
Those are the two big ones.
They
for
are
censorship,
a prison state,
Japan
to be
and
fair.
Australia.
State to be fair, so they're just carried over that.
One of them isn't even real. That's an actual theory and not just a meme, that whenever you go on holiday there, all the people are actors and you've gone to some like island in South America.
I don't get how people don't just, it is just an island, it's just not in South America. What if every human is an actor on this stage we call life? Censorship happens all the time in Japan and Australia, I guess, as well, and China. It's just the way of the world. So do I think it'll happen in future? Not in America, not in the UK. Hopefully not in the UK. Ways we're going. Decapitation... People need to get over decapitation. The fact that we didn't get decapitation in fucking Jedi Fallen Order still makes me sad to this day. But that was just Disney.
Oh, I know. Yeah. A hardcore AC fan.
Oh, no.
That's Mitch asks, who is the best Red Dead character and why is it Herbert Moon?
It is not Herbert Moon.
What? Who is it?
It's the Strange Man, who is very connected to Herbert Moon. But
oh, you
Herbert
mean
Moon.
Trelawney?
Oh, of course. The Strange Man is, of course, Trelawney.
Yeah.
Wait, has Herbert Moon became a meme? Is this a thing that's happened?
Yeah.
I've missed this. This has clearly gone over my head. You're
sort
explain
of.
This.
Not recently, but like...
I just looked him up on Google Images, and the third one that came up was a PNG of him with the Red Dead background and a quote saying...
Is
well,
it about, like, Jews
I don't
and
like
Catholics
Jews
and
or... Folk, yeah, or natives. From now that you mention it, I bet that you like Catholics, I can't stand them neither, nor women, Fabians, socialists, homosexuals, Asians or British. Between them, they've ruined this country, ruined it. It was a good country once. Now people are eating each other, and it's all the fault of the Jewish, British, Catholic, homosexual elite and their ideas. Well, I, for one, won't stand for it. Shout out. Is that an actual quote from the game?
Yeah, that's from Undead Nightmare, just before he gets
right, okay.
munched on.
Right. That's such a shit meme. I'm sorry, that's such a shit meme. Mitch, I love you, but that's a shit meme.
Florange asks, which is worse, England, Scotland, Germany, or the USA? Well, the answer, because we have one German viewer, and he's the person who sent this question, the answer's Germany. We'll get the least collateral that way.
They also killed 100...
But realistically...
They also killed millions of people over the 20th century, so, like, yeah...
Yeah, but that's as if to say that Britain and the US haven't been fucking terrible historically.
We were just defending everyone's freedom the whole time. That's what was happening.
We're all a bit fond of, you know, chemical weapons and that sort of thing. We're all as bad as each other, really.
We're going to start a nationalist disaster in the Discord.
Yeah,
it's not going to go well.
To my master plan.
Moving on from there, you know what? We'll finish it with Zaheer. Zaheer says, what is the perfect pizza? And the answer, I don't actually know. I'd have to think about that for a while. You got to have stuffed crust. You got to have stuffed crust, right? Like cheesy garlic stuffed crust.
Banger, yeah.
Yeah? And then, you know, classic margarita. Throw on... I'd throw on, like... You ever had a Sloppy Joe? Sloppy Giuseppe? Fucking slaps.
No.
It's just like beef and vegetables, but it's like, or is it is it pulled pork? But it's really nice. It's delicious.
Yeah. I'm glad that this week we've had no IC. We've had one that skipped out.
We're skipping.
That's actually an interesting question, though. I'm very invested in Assassin's Creed.
I've answered it like 8 times on stream. I can't do it again. I'll fucking kill myself. What would be your perfect pizza, though? Just to close the podcast out.
Be a Asda Goodfellas meat feast.
You know what? That's a dub as well. That's a banger dub. All right, that
Asda pizzas are so nice.
Pizza? Why is pizza so nice? Because just salt and fat. It's just pure salt, fat, and sugar condensed into bread. Like, it's the perfect meal. Mm-hmm. With all that being said, though, I think that brings us to the end of the podcast. It's been a blast. I've missed doing this. I've so very much missed doing this. A bit shorter than I expected. But, yeah, I mean, we banged through the topics pretty quickly. Don't really want to talk about Anthem. I'm also choking, so you're going to need to
No one wants to talk about Anthem.
That is true. No one... You know, I got the Anthem demo, and I thought it was really cool. I was like, oh, this is like playing like Iron Man. And then I realized, after playing 3 missions, that I hadn't made any progress and that I needed to pay money. It was very depressing.
Oh, fuck that, yeah.
But the mechanics are actually sick. Like, the flying mechanics would be perfect for an Iron Man game. It's just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, EA. You know how it'd be. I bet EA will fucking, like... Because you know how companies are copywriting game systems? I bet they'll copyright that flying system so an Iron Man game can't be made without their permission.
Copywriting flying would be the most AI thing you could possibly fucking do.
That is a fact. That'd be more endgame capitalism than making an NFT. Fuck NFTs. But yeah.
That's what they'll do. They'll do an NFT game they'll copyright flying.
Who will do that first? EA or Ubisoft? Maybe Activision. Blizzard.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, thank you guys for watching.
Yeah.
Oh, you enjoyed. If you did, maybe leave a like. And if you didn't, maybe let us know why. Good night.
Am I right? It's been a blast. Thank you. Yeah, thanks again. Check us out on Spotify. Check out the podcast from last week. And stay tuned for the podcast in 2 weeks' time. Stay tuned for Jack's videos.
He's back.
Jack is back.
A few days' time. A week's time, actually.
Week's time, yeah. And yeah, I think that's it. Thanks again for checking it out. Much love. We will see you maybe next week, maybe in 2 weeks. The schedule's a bit off, but it's fine. We'll see you in the next episode. Much love and kisses. No homo.
Good night, boys.
Wrong with that. See you later.
Good night, boys.